Tracy Samilton is at the International Auto Show in Detroit. Tracy, it looks like most of the cars being unveiled at this year's show are small or midsize. Only one big SUV, the Nissan Pathfinder, is showing up this year. What's going on?
Well, you're right. Virtually all of the new cars unveiled at Kobo are small or midsize. And, you know, part of the reason for that is economic. People are migrating to small cars for economic reasons. And because of that, car companies are putting more attention into their small cars, and it's like a cycle. People then become more interested in small cars. Part of it is also just the product cycle. There were a lot of new crossovers and SUVs introduced in the past few years, and they aren't due for an overhaul until maybe next year. And so that's another reason we're seeing a lot of small cars this year.
What are we going to see from the automakers in our own backyard? General Motors, Ford, and Chrysler?
Well, from General Motors, we've been told to expect a turbocharged, sporty version of the Sonic, and they're also going to unveil two concept cars that are aimed at younger drivers. From Ford, there's the new Fusion and a concept Lincoln MKZ, and from Chrysler, a luxury variant of the 300, plus the all-new Dodge Dart. You know, I would say the show is really important in particular for Ford and Chrysler. Chrysler has to show that it can make a really nice small car, and Ford has to show that it can compete stylistically with Fusion competitors like the Sonata and Lincoln competitors like Cadillac.
A lot of people are interested in the hybrid cars and the electric cars, even if they're not planning to buy one. It looks like there will be a lot to see in those categories at this year's show.
Yeah, there's a lot. Some of them are what we call production cars. We are definitely going to see them on the road in the next year or two, like the Prius C. That's the smallest Prius that Toyota is offering, and the Volkswagen Jetta Hybrid. Some of them are concept cars. Volkswagen has an electric concept car. It'll show. There's at least 7 hybrid or electric cars being shown this year. Some of the other companies showing these cars is Mercedes-Benz and Smart and BMW.
In years past, some car companies showed out their concept cars, cars that might never see the light of day, but created a lot of buzz. Are we going to see much in that category this year?
You know, I don't think we're going to see as much of it as we have in years past. We've seen a lot of car companies becoming more frugal in the past few years. And for the most part, they're not spending a lot of money on these concept cars unless they expect a production car to come out of it. Lincoln's a really good example of this. They're calling the MKZ that they're showing here a concept car, but the car is expected to tell us a lot about the design future of the car and the whole Lincoln brand. The Nissan Pathfinder is also being called a concept car, but it's going to show us what the new Pathfinder will probably look like.
Car companies like to make as big of a splash as they can during these shows to get as much publicity as they can. Which company do you think is going to steal this year's show?
Well, you never know, but this year it could be Ford. Ford's putting a lot of time, money, and resources into their display. They're going to have a big unveiling of the Fusion across the street this morning at Joe Louis Arena. And here at Kobo, they're going to have a big splashy display that includes something that Ford's calling a cloud journey. I can't really describe it because I haven't seen it yet, but it seems to involve strapping people in like in an amusement park ride, lifting them up 20 feet off the floor to look at this elaborate IMAX-style video.
Okay.
So we'll tell you more about that once we see it.
Are you going to get in there and do that?
Well, I'm afraid of heights, and I get sick on amusement park rides, so definitely.
So go for it.
Absolutely.
Thanks, Tracy.
Okay, thank you.